This is a dictation for Monique Mays, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-M-A-Y-E-S. Oh, sorry, M-A-Y-S, Mays. Monique Mays, date of birth is 9/2/1980, date of accident is 10/4/2021, and date of service is 8/21/2023. The patient, Monique Mays, is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she is reporting the following. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she hit another car in a T-bone fashion in an accident that occurred on 10/4/2021. This accident happened in the Detroit on Gray Street and Roseville, Masonic Boulevard area. And she suffered from various symptoms as attributed to this accident. She hit her head into the steering wheel and neck into the headrest, leading to neck whiplash. Car was completely total. Initially, she started having pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, sacroiliac joints, right shoulder, right wrist, with numbness, tingling, shooting down to the right arm and right leg, involving the big toe and the right thumb. And she also had exhibited a carpal tunnel syndrome type of signs with positive Phelan sign and Tinel sign, weakness of the right arm. The MRIs were also done, and the MRIs basically showed that the patient has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and there's a mild canal stenosis. MRI of the brain was completely normal. Cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C6-7, and then bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and without any canal stenosis, and a mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. Today, patient is reporting that her pain in the neck is around 8, upper back pain is 6.5 to 7, and lower back pain is 8. Her mood is also so-so. Sometimes she is upset, sometimes depressed. And the patient is undergoing physical therapy, and a counseling service is being requested. Neuropsych evaluation has been done for her. And the MRIs have been reviewed. Pain level is 7 to 9 in the area of neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. 7 to 9, but usually it is around 8. She also has pain in the right shoulder. Right arm is slightly weaker according to her, and she is able to do a light duty job. She's currently taking narcos for pain control, and she has had 2 epidural injections for the lumbar spine on 7/26 and 8/9/2023, which according to her brought her significant relief, but now she's falling back again in the pain cycle. She's been informed that 4 to 6 injections will be needed for her relief, significant relief. She's also undergoing laser treatment with United Rehab, and her ADLs are reported affected 7. She reports 20% improvement in her symptoms overall. Headaches are present, but they are lesser than before. And it is reported to be 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please use the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, for current pain medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 121/74. Pulse is 65 pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit. The dictation number was 0809-080. Along with diagnosis, the plan is as follows. The patient has some issues of anxiety, panic, depression. She is being referred to counseling. She will continue doing physical therapy 2 times per week. Laser treatment has been discussed, which she is getting. Acupuncture chiropractor is also discussed and impressed upon her. She is exhibiting signs of improvement. Her MRIs are showing only bulging disc and only one disc in the C5-6 is herniated. And we hope to resolve it via conservative treatment and maybe injection treatment. And she's provided a disability for work restriction, 7 hours, 5 days for 5 pounds only. And she will continue pain medication, Norco 7.5, 325, once a day for 15 days, 15 tablets. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. She'll be scheduled for the next lumbar epidural steroid injections to bring her health. And thank you. Following medications were also provided for Monic Maze, continuation of dictation 0825-017 for 8/21/2023. Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches and also for nerve pain. Lidocaine ointment is provided 5% for topical pain relief. Wellbutrin XR was provided 150 mg twice a day for further depression and anxiety relief. And she's been provided with Norco 7.5 for 15 tablets for pain relief. Thank you so much.